This is Wimberley Texans football. And KDRP and WimberleyRadio.com are your home for Texans football throughout the 2011 football season. Last season's 10-0 regular season record was no fluke, and Wimberley is back and ready for more. The Texans are the reigning champions of District 26-3A and are primed for another run deep into the playoffs. Tonight in the season opener, the Texans take on a formidable foe in the Cuero Gobblers. The Gobblers are out for revenge after losing to Wimberley in the regular season and then again in the postseason.
Lambert in the gun has the snap. Rolls left, throws it back down the right side of the field. It's caught by Blake Moore, one-handed catch. Touchdown, Texans. Hands it to Wilson, picks his way through the hole. He's got room to the 10, he's to the 5, far sideline. Touchdown, Texans. Here's a toss to Wilson, and he will walk into the end zone. Touchdown, Texans, with 58 seconds to play, and that will do it.
Wimberley Texans football is proudly supported by Cypress Creek Cafe, the law offices of Stevens and Malone, Conley Car Wash, Blanco National Bank, the Wimberley Pharmacy, Fancy That Photography, The Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, The Mail Stop, and DeMaster Daniel Insurance. Kickoff is coming up, but first, it's the Wimberley Texans pregame show. Here is the voice of Texan football, Mike Blackwell.
Hello, friends, from Texan Stadium in beautiful Wimberley, Texas, where tonight the Wimberley Texans host the Cuero Gobblers in the season opener. Finally, mercifully, football season is here. I'm Mike Blackwell. We welcome you to our first broadcast of the football season on KDRP, your home for the Wimberley Texans. And what a great football season it should be for us. And first things first, you can catch us online tonight and the rest of the season at WimberleyRadio.com, or if you're here at Texan Stadium, you can certainly enjoy the game on 87.9 on your radio dial. We're also on regular radio for tonight's game at 103.1 FM and 100.1 FM per usual. Now, enough with that housekeeping stuff. Let's get right to football, and certainly great expectations could be an accurate theme for Weldon Nelms' team this year. As most of you know, the Texans went deep into the Class 3A Division II playoffs last year, advancing all the way to the semifinals before their season came to an end. And those great expectations certainly stem from the fact that Wimberley returns a whopping 16 starters from that 14-1 2010 team, 8 on offense and 8 on defense. Clearly, the buzz in Wimberley as we enter this year is absolutely electric. People in these parts expect the Texans to go a long, long way once again in 2011. We definitely need to thank our sponsors for tonight's ball game also, and for carrying the Texans throughout this season. Those sponsors include Cypress Creek Cafe, Wimberley Pharmacy, Conley Car Wash, Blanco National Bank, Stevens and Malone, Fancy That Photography, The Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, The Mail Stop, and DeMaster Daniel Insurance. And certainly without those fine folks, we wouldn't be able to bring you Wimberley High School football. So we definitely want to make sure that they know how much we appreciate them. We spoke to Coach Nelms prior to tonight's ball game, and we'll be back with his perspective on the game after this two-minute timeout.
Conley Car Wash in San Marcos, offering a full-service car wash, complete detail shop, and carpet shampooing. More information at conleycarwash.net, located at 1200 Thorpe Lane in San Marcos. And by Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans! And by Wimberley Pharmacy, offering compounding, wellness consultations, nutritional supplements, and hormone testing. Located on Joe Wimberley Boulevard across from the post office. Information available online at hillcountryrx.com. And by phone at 847-2288. The Andersons and their entire staff wish the Texans the best of luck this season. Go Texans!
We're with Wimberley head coach Weldon Nelms for the first of what will be many visits throughout this football season. Coach, it's great having you, and we look forward to doing all your ball games this year. And I guess first off, let's talk about the expectations for your team. Of course, the buzz all around town, everybody has high expectations. I'm sure you do as well. My question is, as a football coach, and you've done this, you know, for 100 years or so you know how to handle this, how do you go to your players and make sure those guys keep everything in the right perspective as you begin the football season with such high expectations?
Well, Mike, that is, you know, that's a difficult thing sometimes. It's different from group to group. You know, all kids are different about the way they look at prospective years and prospective situations they're dealt with. You know, I think that we try to do the best we can to try to keep their head level. And I think, you know, the early season hype, and obviously when you return that many kids and we have a big, strong senior class and you come off a 14-1 season with, you know, eight starters back both ways, and obviously you look at all the polls and the writing and stuff, it's easy to see why we have high expectations. On the other hand, you know, it's still a game that you got to play every week and play every day, and it's not, you know, it doesn't just happen because it looks that way. It's, you know, potential has no bearing on success. It's hard work and luck and all the things that go into that. So we try to keep our kids grounded. It's a day-by-day deal, and that's the thing that we constantly talk to our kids about, that, you know, it's one day at a time and one step at a time to climb that mountain, and try to keep them focused. I know that we started the year off with our first scrimmage kind of had a little rough start, because I think our kids kind of, again, kind of read a lot of those clippings and thought somebody would be impressed, and they found out still had to perform. And the next week we bounced back and had a great scrimmage week, and, you know, now they're looking forward to that that season opener at home, and hopefully we got our mindset right, and hopefully we just take it one step at a time and one day at a time.
Well, and that first step is against Cuero, obviously a very talented football team. You beat them twice last year, but they were highly competitive with you. Would you rather start out with more of a cupcake, or are you glad to be able to jump right in the fire and play somebody who's that formidable?
Well, I think it's a good start for us. You know, last year it was a good, tough challenge right off the go. They've got an extremely good ball club. They have a lot of tradition throughout the state of Texas year in and year out. So it's a good, stiff competition. I think it's good for you kids to, you know, get off the start real quick. And, you know, nothing better than playing a good tough football team. And, of course, it's at home. And, you know, we're going to have to obviously get focused and play a good football game right from the get-go. So it's you know, I think that's we knew coming up when we scheduled them a couple years ago, we felt like we needed to be challenged. So I think it was a good challenge, and hopefully it'll pay out for it.
Obviously, they're so multi-talented. You saw them twice last year, Coach. Is that good or bad? Do you try to mix it up, or are you so used to each other? How do you playing somebody so often? How do you strategize that on the third time?
I think it's going to be a tough challenge, because you play them, you know, they were two very tough games, and, you know, it was, you know, one of those deals where you had to, really come, you know, play tough for four quarters, and then, you know, we were fortunate to win. So, they're going to come in here with a little bit upset, you know, losing those last two games. So, you know, obviously that's going to add a little bit more fuel to fire from them, but hopefully our kids look at it, you know, like I said, I don't see why our kids would take them lightly. So hopefully we'll get after it and play well.
Well, and your kids know, I think in the first game last year, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think you guys were trailing at halftime. So I guess you don't have to do much to get their attention if Cuero's coming to town, right?
Yeah, well, we were, you know, last year was kind of the first game we were ahead, and then the second game we were behind at halftime. So, but they were both close, you know, but our kids know that they're going to play four quarters, and that their kids always play hard, and they always have some talented kids that you got to contain that have speed, and they're very big up front, and we're going to have to do a better job of, you know, on both sides of the football. Plus, the kicking game is an unknown. This is the first time in, you know, the year when you get, you know, the true experience of the kicking game, which can make can flip the field in a hurry. So, you know, it becomes big. We hope we put a lot of time and attention on ours. I hope ours comes through for us. But, you know, it's one little mistake. And obviously, you know, the conditioning with this heat and everything is going to play a big deal, because down the stretch, you know, you always got to have a lot of kids out.
You bet. Well, that kind of leads to my next question. What about your health? Are you doing pretty good injury-wise, Coach? What kind of shape are you in?
So far, we're, you know, knock on wood, we've had, you know, that's typical, some little bitty things, but nothing, nothing big right now. So we're going to be at full strength. Everybody will be suited up. And, you know, that's a big deal about being successful. You got to stay healthy and stay lucky throughout the course of the year. And it's a long year. We hope it's a real long year, but Right now we are, and we're thankful for that, and hopefully we'll stay that way.
And finally, it is a long year, and this is the first step in that long year. You've been doing this a long time, Coach. What makes the opening game so special?
I think it's the buzz. You know, you got all the excitement around town, and then the first pep rally, and the seniors, you know, they realize this is their last first game, you know. And I just think, you know, as a coach, this is, I think, about my 28 years as a head coach, and I was 32nd overall, but you know, I think that the neat thing is it's just how to see your town and the community excited. They want to see by that first game what kind of team they're going to have. And, you know, I think the kids establish what kind of football team they're going to be that first rattle out of the bat. So I think that's one of the neat things that I enjoy and look forward to, the excitement every year. And there's nothing quite like Friday Night Football in the state of Texas. I just don't think anything matches, all right?
Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck to you out there. Go get them.
I appreciate it.
That's Coach Weldon Nelms, and we're back with more of our pregame show and the opening kickoff after this brief timeout.
Wimberley Football on KDRP Radio is made possible by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday and Friday and Saturday nights, featuring the band Strickland tonight and the Lisa Marshall Band Saturday night at 8 p.m. More information and online menu at CypressCreekCafe.com. And by
Lori Gray of Horace Mann Insurance, specializing in auto, life, and annuities in the Wimberley, Dripping Springs, and Lake Travis areas. Available by phone at 847-5118 and via email, lori.gray@horacemann.com. Lori wishes all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans.
And by
Conley Car Wash in San Marcos and the Conley Kyle Laser Wash, proudly recycling 85% of the water used. Conley Car Wash is a proud supporter of Wimberley football. Go Texans!
Back at Texan Stadium, Mike Blackwell here on a beautiful night for football. And the opening night of football season is always a beautiful night. Gerald Sherrill, we bring you in as our color man, analyst, and expert, all of the above. What do you think? You got your game face on yet?
Game face is on. I don't know about that expert stuff, but I'm definitely excited about the football game tonight. There's nothing quite like a Friday night football game in the Texas Hill Country.
And I'll tell you what, certainly, and we were talking to Coach Nelms before the game, and certainly Wimberley decided to choose a pretty salty opponent to start their season with. And as you know, they played twice last year, with Wimberley winning both times, including the opener that was kind of a shootout, 49-42. And at any rate, I guess a lot of teams would probably prefer to play someone who might be a little easier game to face. What do you think about that, Gerald? Playing somebody that could very well come out and beat you in the first game.
Well, I kind of looked at it as it's a good way to come out, start with someone strong. Let's see where this football team's at. If I'm the Wimberley Texans, you're going to get a real good gauge tonight where they're at. Of course, you know, the Quero Gobblers from last year are not here this year. They've lost quite a few starters. Matter of fact, their quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, they've got a whole new crew coming out tonight.
You bet. And you know they're going to be excited about being able to show their stuff too. And you know, they, of course, their big running back is not from the last couple of years, not with them any longer. So they're going to be anxious to show that certainly they can function and be successful without the big running back that they've had the last couple of years. And as far as Wimberley is concerned, certainly we're going to say a few names pretty often beginning now and probably well into November and December if this season goes the way the Texans hope. Dennis Smith, obviously the running back, he's going to be out here tonight along with the other running back, Trinity Wilson. They're kind of a thunder and lightning team out there. Gerald, are you looking forward to seeing those two guys go at it for Wimberley tonight?
Absolutely. I know they're fired up. They're ready to get the season started. And, you know, I know they've got those first game jitters. And I think they're ready for this, though. They're excited to get out here. They know that Quero is going to come in here with a little chip on that shoulder after having their 69-game home winning streak broken by the Wimberley Texans last year at their own home field there. So.
You bet. And, of course, Dennis Smith missed several games last year. So, you know, he's anxious to get back out there and show what he could do. He's certainly a talented back with – Colorado, Wake Forest, and Mississippi recruiting him. Trinity Wilson steps in last year, though, rushes for 1,072 yards, 18 touchdowns, and in his spare time made 60 tackles on defense. So he's not too shabby as well. The quarterback, of course, is Brady Lambert. He had 2,500 yards passing, 20 touchdowns with only 5 interceptions, and then managed to rush for almost 1,000 yards with another 20 touchdowns. So clearly, offensively, Gerald, we're gonna be able to see a pretty entertaining Wimberley Texans team this year.
Yeah, you're looking at a very high-power offense from these Wimberley Texans. I would expect some points on the board tonight for sure at this group.
And, you know, another few names that we might look for, receiver Brennan Blakemore. He was a district newcomer of the year back in 2009. He had 29 receptions last year and 5 touchdowns in 7 games. And something else, Gerald, I kind of thought about when we were doing research for this game is keys to the game. And I only wrote down one: a quick start. First game of the year, you figure there's going to be jitters and that sort of thing. Wimberley obviously should be the favorite in this game, but it's very important for those guys tonight to get out to a quick start against a talented opponent. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, I agree. And I think one of the keys for Quero tonight is to control their emotions. It's easy to get wrapped up into the moment and losing those 2 games last year. Come in here and play with emotion, but control them. You have to play 50% heart and 50% brain. You're going to get it done.
You bet. You bet. And Wimberley, of course, comes in ranked 3rd in the state in the Associated Press. Clearly, Wimberley should feel pretty good about themselves. 3rd in the Texas Monthly Poll. The coaches' poll has Wimberley ranked 9th. LoneStarGridiron.com predicts Wimberley and Argyle for the Division II title, but obviously we're a long, long way from that. And Weldon Nelms would probably slap me around if he knew I was thinking about stuff like that. He's got a game to win here tonight, and that is first and foremost on his mind as we get ready to start. We'll be back with our opening kickoff after this brief timeout.
Wimberley Football on KDRP Radio is made possible by the Law Offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. Stevens and Malone is a proud supporter of Texan football on KDRP. Go Texans! And by
Sip on the Square, a full-service coffee shop offering espresso, latte, smoothies, and sweets. On the Square in Wimberley, next door to the Wimberley Cafe. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. until 6 p.m. and Sunday, 9 until 4. Information online at siponthesquare.com. Michelle and the entire staff wish all the best to the Texans on their 2011 season. Go Texans! And by
the Master Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberley, Texas. Or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberley schools and Texan football.
Mike Blackwell, Gerald Sherrill here with you from Texan Stadium in Wimberley, where we're getting set for the kickoff. Both teams have come out onto the field. Wimberley in their all blue tonight with red outlines, blue helmets, blue tops, blue bottoms. Quero, green and white on the far sideline. White on white uniforms with green numerals and green outline. Texans now as a team walking hand in hand toward midfield for the toss of the coin,
as they always do.
Gerald, what do you think? You think you're ready to suit up if they need you tonight?
I think I'm a little too old for that now.
I don't think your birth certificate would pass muster, do you?
No, you know, it's funny. They do a alumni game at the high school where I went, and they've asked me to play. I said, you know, I'm just not going to tear my body up anymore.
No, you don't need to do that. At your advanced age, you don't need to do that, Gerald. Officials now talking to captains from both teams. Captains for Wimberley, Josh Gray, along with Nick Alana. Colton Fonville, and also David Carrillo. And it looks like Quero has won the toss, and they will receive the football. And we are about ready to get underway. It's been a long time coming. Football season is here, and it's about time.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and join us.
And now we'll throw it out to the field prior to the kickoff for our national anthem. And certainly a nice scene here at Texan Stadium. The sun still shining on the Cuero Gobblers over there on the east side of the field. And the fans are have filled the place up here on the west side, the Texan side of the football stadium.
You know, that's quite a drive from Cuero. And looks like they traveled pretty well for this game.
You know, you're right, Gerald. The stands are pretty much full over there. Of course, the hole over there is for the band, but they are pretty much filled up on that east side. They're probably anxious for that sun to go down, and they're all shading their eyes a little bit. Back to receive the kickoff for Cuero, A.J. Bustos, along with Clint Davis. Wimberly getting some last-minute instructions before they jog on. They'll kick the football off from their 40. Cuero will be moving from their left, from our left to right on your radio dial. Picture perfect night. Hills in the background on the beyond the east side of the stadium here in Wimberley.
That shade's starting to hit the bottom of their stands over there. They probably got another 30 minutes.
They're going to get some relief soon.
They will.
Sammy Solis will kick things off for the Texans. And here we go, Gerald. Well, you know how you're going to spend the next 4 months of your time, don't you?
Absolutely.
Check that. That's Davis Holloman kicking things off for the Texans. Right down the middle of the field, Bustos is going to get it at the 10. He bobbles it, picks it up. Now he's moving left to the 15, breaks a tackle, and is finally swarmed under at about the 19-yard line, and that's where the Gobblers will take over.
Yeah, he didn't have much room there. Wimberly had eight halves to the ball real quick. They swallowed that up in short order.
Yeah, he didn't have too much room. He's also their starting running back. Quarterback for Cuero, Stoney Schoenfeld. Schoenfeld, the right-hander. Junior quarterback, defensive back for the Gobblers. First and 10 on the 19-yard line for the Gobblers. Bustos in the background, backfield behind Schoenfeld, and he's going to get the call off left tackle. He's got a little space. He's able to break it off left tackle for about 5 yards, and it'll be second down and five.
Yeah, that was good. Hard downhill run in, squared his shoulders at the line, and got a couple extra yards that may not have had otherwise.
Yeah, that was a good job by their offensive line. Second down and five now at the 24-yard line. And that is Logan Goebel, the fullback, in the I formation behind Schoenfeld. And movement up front, and that's going to go against Cuero, it looks like. Looked like the right side of the offensive line definitely moved prior to the snap, and that's what the call is, procedure against Cuero.
Those first game jitters we're talking about a little earlier, they'll get to you.
Yeah, we talked about that. It looked like the guard and the tackle got a little antsy, so it'll be second down now and 10, and that negates the first down run of 5 yards for Bustos. They also seem to be taking a long time to get the play in, and that's probably part of that first game stuff too. Two tight ends now for Schoenfeld. Turns and gives it to his fullback right up the middle. Not a lot of running room at all. He may have gotten a yard, perhaps two, but that's it.
No room there. You know, you notice they're huddling up. A lot of teams these days are going to the no huddle, calling signals in from the side and doing a no huddle, sending the line up, and it's getting up there and running plays faster. And right now, Quero's going to the full huddle.
Well, and this is what Weldon Nelms would have wanted. It's third down and about nine. Ball at the 21-yard line, and for the first time tonight, Schoenfeld will be in the shotgun formation. Rolling right, looking right, under pressure, and drops for a sack back at the 11-yard line.
Yeah, that was just great pursuit.
Colby Kelly. Boy, he just blew up whoever was trying to block him, Gerald.
He sure did, and that's going to put them back about the 12-yard line to get this punt off.
Schoenfeld is sacked. And now it'll be Goble in punt formation. Back deep for Wimberley will be Dennis Smith, the dangerous Dennis Smith. And looks like Brennan Blakemore also. Blakemore is going to get it. He catches it, fumbles it. It's rolling around free. He picks it back up, though, but is down at his own 45-yard line.
Boy, that was close. He had a lot of pursuit on him, and he had the opportunity to call a fair catch and didn't do it.
Yeah, I thought he probably should have called a fair catch. Hey, he's ready to go, though. Blake wants the football. 45-yard line is where they're going to spot it. First and 10 for Quero. 9:34 remaining here in the first quarter. Just underway. No score. Brady Lambert, the quarterback, with an I formation behind him. And Wilson will get the pitch left, breaks a tackle out beyond the 50-yard line, gets it to about the Quero 48-yard line. A nice run of 7 yards to open the season.
Oh, it's just a nice toss left. A lot of times you'll see a coach do that. They'll just run the nice, easy bread-and-butter play and get those jitters out of that offense and then start getting them rolling.
Colby Kelly with a nice block. He was in the fullback position for that play. And now shotgun Lambert, three wide receivers on the far side of the field. Flips it out right side. Quick screen. He's got it to the 45-40. Look out. 35 and down to the 34-yard line is Hunter Burchell.
That was a very nice screenplay.
Wait, nice downfield blocking by the other receivers there, Gerald.
Well, that's the key to a screen is good downfield blocking by your other receivers.
You bet. So first and 10 now at the Quero 33-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation. Blakemore goes in motion. They're going to throw this one out left, and it's incomplete. Looked like Lambert and Holloman weren't on the same page.
Yeah, they definitely weren't talking with each other on that one.
Wimberley now in a no-huddle offense, and Lambert is going to get the play from the sideline. Looks like he's going to once again be in the shotgun formation. Wilson beside him, and also Dennis Smith with his first appearance in the ball game. Here's Lambert, turns, gives to Wilson. Outside left, cuts it back inside to the 30 and down to the 27-yard line. That'll set up a third down and four situation for Wimberley.
Yeah, Quero's going to have to settle down and take care of their gap coverage on this if they're going to make a stop.
And it looks like early on Wimberley's intent on running the ball to the left side, Gerald. 8:20 remaining here in the first quarter. Now Lambert from the just under the center now. He's not in the shotgun. He'll turn and pitch it out right. That's Wilson again. And he turns it back inside to the 25, and he's going to be close to a first down, down near the 23-yard line. They may have to measure this. This will be awfully close.
Yeah, they may have to. That looks like it's going to be right close to the line. Yeah, it looks like they're going to bring the chains out to measure this one.
Dennis Smith was the lead blocker on that. He was the fullback. Hey, we have a new way for you to make a donation to the radio station and receive something cool in return. It's called Halo Deals. This week, if you make a $20 donation to KDRP, you'll receive a Slitterbond water park ticket. Make a $40 donation and receive two tickets, and so on. Log on to kdrplive.org and click on Halo Deals. For more information, all proceeds benefit KDRP Community Radio.
Yeah, without the support of our listeners out there, KDRP doesn't happen, so we appreciate all the support y'all can give.
You bet we do. And it looks like they came up about 4.5 inches short, Gerald, so Wimberley with their first big decision of the season, and it's a no decision. They're going to definitely go for it. And Lambert is going to line up in the shotgun formation. Wilson to his left, Smith to his right. That's a pretty good lineup there in the backfield. The turn and the give to Smith. Up the middle, he's got the first down. Not much more, but he's still on his feet. They can't bring him down. He gets it down to the 20-yard line. That's a pretty impressive 3-yard gain there, Gerald.
Yes, that's their first taste of them, and they're going to get a whole lot more tonight. I think they realize, though, that they've seen him before. They know that he's going to be a hard one to bring down. He's just a talented player.
So first and 10 at the Cuero 20-yard line. Wimberley on their first drive of the night. Lambert again from the shotgun. Play action, rolls right, looking and incomplete. He tried to flip it out there to Nick Alana.
Pass was just a little high for him.
That'll stop the clock at 7 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
That's the second pass of the game, the second little misfire.
Again, no huddle for Wimberley. Wilson remains to Lambert's right in the backfield. Second down and 10 from the Cuero 20-yard line. Lambert turns, gives it to Wilson. He breaks a tackle to the 15. Look out, 10. He's going to go. 5, touchdown, Wimberley Texans.
Yeah, he fought off a couple of tackles, and then he turned the speed on and made the corner.
20-yard touchdown run. And there's a flag laying on the turf at the 3-yard line. So let's see. It looks like this thing may come back. Yeah, an illegal block. And that was it. That's too bad, too, Gerald, because that happened downfield. I think Wilson would have had at least a large gain, if nothing else. He may not have had the touchdown had that block not occurred, but it's all for naught. They're going to bring it back.
For sure. And oftentimes, in these, especially these early on games, you'll get quite a few penalties, and they're just not quite as practiced up yet. Of course, they started 2 weeks, about 4 weeks ago, but first time they're hitting the field and playing as a team. And
it'll take some a while to work out the bugs. You're still working out your bugs. I'm still working out my bugs, right, Gerald?
Absolutely.
All right. Lambert now surveys the field. It'll be second down and 13. The ball is at the 23-yard line of Cuero. Wimberley on the move. Lambert takes the snap, looks out left, flips it out left to the 20, 15, and down to the 11-yard line is Brennan Blakemore.
Yeah, we got a flag on the
screen.
Another screen flag on the play. I wonder if it was a late hit. I was having trouble seeing. But
well, it was on the sideline. It could very well be the case.
Looked like a Cuero player got a little excited.
Well, he got his face mask. Got his face mask right there at the end of that reception.
If you're just joining us, there's 6 minutes, 57 seconds left in the first quarter. Score is still 0-0. But Wimberley is definitely on the move, and they're knocking on the door here.
Yeah, and they're really knocking down the door now, Gerald. They're at the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal. Wimberley's first drive of the football game. Primarily on the ground, although Lambert has completed a couple of passes. Wilson dotting the I in the backfield. Lambert under center at the Cuero 5. Turns, gives it to Wilson. He is stopped right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, he may have lost a half yard.
Yeah, I believe he did lose a little yardage on that. I wonder if that's part of the game plan tonight. It's just keeping this ball on the ground. Let's eat some clock up early on. And
Certainly looks like that's the case. Second down and goal now from the 5. Blakemore once again will be in the backfield with Wilson. Shotgun formation. Blakemore now will go out in the slot on the left side. Wilson to Lambert's left in the backfield. Lambert. End around to Blakemore. He is brought down, though. He managed to get back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be third and goal from the 5-yard line.
Yeah, he had managed to get grabbed by the tail of his jersey. If it wasn't for that, he may have been gone.
So a big third down here. And they're going to spot it just outside the 5-yard line. Nose is about at the 5, I guess. Lambert looks to the sideline for the call. And he's going to line them up now, and let's see if Wimberly can convert here. Third down and goal from the 5-yard line, and now Lambert is going to take a timeout.
It looked like Coach was calling in a play, and the formation wasn't quite what he was calling in. He looks a little frustrated about that.
And, again, that might be some more of the first game type stuff too, Gerald, definitely. You can listen to this broadcast on your iPhone or BlackBerry from anywhere in the world. Log on to our website at kdrplive.org for all the details on how you can download these free apps for your smartphone. So Lambert takes the timeout, and now the offense is over talking it over, and let's see what they'll come up with on this third down and goal situation. Wimberly got the ball at their 40-yard line and had a touchdown call back because of a penalty. Now they can get it back on the board here if they can convert on third and goal.
Now this would be a huge stop for Cuero if they could hold them to a field goal right here.
You bet. Wilson again to the left of Lambert in the backfield. Receivers all over the place. The snap. Lambert's going to roll left. He gets outside containment, looking in the end zone, throwing in the end zone, and the ball came loose at the 1. No, Blakemore couldn't come up with it. Incomplete.
No, fighting to get across the line. He just didn't quite have control of that ball yet, and the Cuero Gobblers were able to knock it free.
Yeah, it was a good job by the defensive back there because Blakemore, I thought, initially had the football, but it looked like he was trying to turn it upfield before he had complete possession of it, and
you know, that's one of the toughest passes to make, too, those little quick outside throws. Very difficult for a quarterback to make. And I thought he did a great job of putting it in there for him.
Yeah, he really did. And now Wimberly's going to go for it. Fourth down and goal from the 5-yard line. Lambert, shotgun again. Back to throw. Straight back. Flips it out right side. End zone. Did Wilson get in? Yes. Touchdown, Wimberly.
Yeah, that was just a great job. Great pass.
Wilson got open there in the right flat. He caught the ball. I think he was just outside the goal line there, Gerald, but he was able to wrestle his way into the end zone for the touchdown.
He was. So with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to go, Wimberly goes up 6, and now they're on to try the extra point.
And the extra point is up, and it is good by Kyle Terrell. No, it's no good. He pushed it. Pushed it left, so no good. So with 5:23 remaining, Wimberly 6, Cuero nothing. We're back with more Wimberly Texan football after this brief timeout.
Wimberly football on KDRP Radio is made possible by The Mail Stop, supplying the residents of Wimberly and the surrounding hill country with private mailboxes, packing and shipping services, and supplies. Featuring a gift shop and Kodak photo printing in the store. Located at 13501 Ranch Road 12 or by phone at 847-9622. Dina, Lynn, and the staff at the Mail Stop wish the Texans a great 2011 season. And by DeMaster Daniel Insurance Agency, providing property and casualty insurance for Hays County. Locally owned and operated since 1983. Located at 15501 Ranch Road 12, Wimberly, Texas, or by phone at 847-5549. The staff at DeMaster Daniel Insurance proudly supports Wimberly schools and Texan football. And by Cypress Creek Cafe, serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week with live music Thursday and Friday and Saturday nights, featuring the band Strickland Tonight and the Lisa Marshall Band Saturday night at 8 p.m. More information and online menu at cypresscreekcafe.com.
Wimberley Texans on the board first, 6-0. 5:23 left to play in the first quarter. Mike Blackwell here with you at Texan Stadium. Gerald Sherrill alongside. Davis Holloman going to kick things off for Wimberley now.
Well, Wimberley jumps on the board first, but wasn't exactly a quick score.
And a little squib kick. It's rolling around. It's still on the ground, and Cuero managed to reel it in at their own 38-yard line. That was not very aesthetically pleasing, but Ray Horton was able to get it for Cuero.
No, they're ugly, but they've become ever more popular in this high school football scene. They're catching people off guards, and a lot of these balls are getting recovered.
Yeah, I guess so. That was just kind of a squibber, a little spinning, weird-looking deal. I don't know how to describe that thing.
Well, Wimberley was actually almost able to get back on that ball.
Here's Stoney Schoenfeld now. Bustos in the I formation behind him. The turn, the fake handoff, and Schoenfeld is able to get it back to the line of scrimmage. Penetration there by the Wimberley defense.
Yeah, so far, and I'm actually seeing this on both sides of the ball, the both defensive lines are able to get penetration pretty well so far.
Schoenfeld had no place to go after he faked the handoff to the fullback. He was trying to get outside the left end and just wasn't able to find any running room. It'll be second down now and 9 from the Cuero 39-yard line. That's Ryan Rodriguez, the fullback, behind Schoenfeld with Bustos at the back of the eye. Now Schoenfeld's going to run right side, breaks a tackle, tough going. He manages 2 hard-earned yards down to the 41-yard line.
You know, Schoenfeld sat on the sidelines last year and watched his team lose a couple of times to Wimberley, and I know he's anxious to get out here, but he's realizing what it's like to be underneath the lights now.
Yeah, now he faces his second, third, and long situation of the game. It'll be 3rd and about 7. The Wimberley defensive line, those guys doing a good job up front. Schoenfeld gives to Rodriguez up the middle. He's got a good hole, but he's going to be about a yard short of the first down. He's able to get it out to about the 47-yard line.
That was good hard running.
And again, he didn't have a whole lot of room there, Gerald, but he was able to.
No, he didn't. He found a little hole. That penetration from that Wimberley defense looks pretty strong.
4th down and 1 for Cuero. 3:39 remaining in the first quarter. Schoenfeld now is getting the play from the sideline. They're going to go for it, and Wimberley will have awfully good field position if they can hold here. Logan Goble, the fullback. And now I believe Cuero has taken a timeout.
And wisely so.
And wisely so. They looked a little confused as they came to the line of scrimmage. Tune in Monday evenings for Larry Monroe's Blue Monday. 3 hours of blues music beginning at 7 p.m. right here on KDRP Community Radio. Sun now has given those Gobbler fans some relief. Finally, it's dropped down. I don't know. Temperature's probably dropped to what, 97?
I don't know if it's that
96?
Low yet.
Texans are looking awfully good on defense, Gerald. They're really getting a lot of penetration against that Cuero offensive line as Cuero faces this 4th and 1 on their own 47-yard line.
They sure have. They haven't given that quarterback a chance at all to roll out, to throw, to do anything. He's been on the run all night so far.
Connor Kaufman, the tackle there in the middle of that defensive line, has really been getting in the backfield a lot. Here we go. Schoenfeld now. And movement on the Cuero line. The tight end, I believe, on the far side moved, and that might obviously change Cuero's strategy here. Is that going to be a penalty against the Gobblers? No, they're going to call it against Wimberley. Offsides Wimberley, so maybe Wimberley
drew them
off. That'll be a first down for Cuero.
I watched them do that, and I said, well, that was part of Wimberley's game plan, but they're a little too aggressive on it.
They not only fooled the Cuero tight end, they certainly fooled the play-by-play guy. Now the ball is at the 48-yard line of Wimberley. 1st and 10 for Cuero. Schoenfeld with Goble, and that's Clint Davis. as the tailback in the I formation. Two tight ends. Davis will get it, and he will stretch it out to the 45-yard line. A pickup of three. It'll be second down and seven.
It looks like we're going to keep it on the ground here for a little bit and try to pick off some yards. So far, the quarterback has had no chance to throw that ball.
Clock running. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Bustos is back in the game at tailback for Cuero, with Goble in front of him. Bustos is going to get it left tackle. Good gain down to the 40. Stretches it inside to the 38-yard line of Wimberley, and Cuero will have another first down.
Yeah, offensive line was finally able to open up a hole. He had some clear running lane there for once.
Bustos has only carried the ball a couple of times in this first quarter, but he's got 12 yards. He's able to get 5 or 6 yards a pop.
Great coach once told me that 4 yards is a great football play. So
that's exactly right. Here's the turn, the give to Bustos again. Why not? But no gain this time. He stopped in the backfield.
He turned and tried to get skinny, but it was just too late.
Looked like Colby Kelly got him there in the backfield. In fact, he lost a yard. It'll be second down and 11. Ball at the Texans' 39-yard line. Wimberley with a 6-0 lead. Wimberley with a touchdown. Brady Lambert passed to Trinity Wilson. Short pass for a touchdown and missed the extra point. Second and 11 now for Cuero. The turn, a mix-up in the backfield. The fullback gets it straight up the middle for maybe 2 or 3 yards. Trouble with the exchange.
Yeah, a little miscue. The fullback was running right into the back of the quarterback on that play.
And that was a new fullback, Lane Belfans, with the carry. And that might have had something to do with it. He's carrying the football for the first time this year. So it'll be third down and 8 now for Cuero. Again, third and long for the Gobblers at the Wimberley 36-yard line. Belfans again behind the quarterback. The turn and stopped in the backfield is Clint Davis. That was Nick Alana on the stop in the backfield there.
Yeah, number 24 saw that, read that the whole way. That play didn't have a chance.
That'll be 4th and 9 now. So Cuero will punt the football. Wimberley with a nice play on 3rd and long. And Alana is somebody whose name we're going to say a lot this year, Gerald. And here's Logan Goble. He's going to do the punting. He's standing at the 50. And a line drive punt. It bounces at about the 10, inside the 10, and out of bounds at about the 6-yard line. So a nice punt there by Goble, but a nice job by that Wimberley defense, too, to hold Cuero, who had driven inside the Texans' 40-yard line.
Absolutely, and that punt was just really, really nice. Angle towards the corner, kept it away from the runners. Gives Wimberley a long field to work with now.
28 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Again, Wimberley leads it 6-0, our score. Texans scored a touchdown on their first possession, missed the extra point, and that's where we stand. Lambert now with Wilson to his right. Three wide receivers. And he turns and gives it to Wilson right up the middle, and he's able to get it past the 10-yard out to the 12-yard line and pick up above 5. It'll be second down and 5, and that'll probably be the last play of the first quarter. Maybe not. We'll see. Wilson now 5 carries for 21 yards.
Yeah, I think they're going to let this clock run out and give themselves time to think about their next play.
That's exactly what they're going to do. 6-0. We're through one quarter of play here at Texans Stadium. Wimberley Texans football on KDRP will continue after this brief timeout.